Today, a German court issued a landmark ruling, sentencing a former Syrian intelligence officer to prison for crimes against humanity. It is the first case over state-sponsored torture under President Bashar al-Assad's regime. Meanwhile, as the 10-year anniversary of the civil war looms and fighting rages on in the hard-hit province of Idlib, Syria is ill-equipped to handle the invisible threat of COVID-19. As the NewsHour's Ali Rogan reports, it targets the most vulnerable in this fragile place.
Inside Idlib's largest COVID-19 hospital, doctors are stretched to their limits. As soon as one bed frees up, a new patient enters. Body bags line the corridors. In the Syrian opposition's final stronghold, medical workers say they have no means to battle the pandemic.
We need the international community to increase its support. We've reached a point where the medical system has collapsed, and the resources we have are not enough to control the widespread impact of the virus.
In the last 3 months, infection rates in Idlib have increased over 50%. Since the start of the pandemic, there have been over 20,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases in northwest Syria. An uneasy ceasefire last year means fewer war wounded bodies, but critical care units are overwhelmed with patients gasping for air. The UN says there are 162 ventilators and 234 ICU beds available for Idlib's 4 million residents. After 10 years of war, Syria is ill-prepared to handle COVID. Half of all hospitals are out of service or partially functioning. The UN says in the last 2 years, Russia and the regime have targeted more than 80 medical facilities.
Because of the shelling and the regime's attacks on hospitals, we have no enough hospital for treatment. And people have been displaced from their towns and cities and living in crowded camps without health care, health water, social distancing. They feeling disappear because international community abandoned them and did not prevent the regime's attacks on them.
He told us, "I will get better. I will eat fruits and honey, and hopefully in 2 or 3 days, I will get better."
The virus left Yahya Arja's family grieving. His uncle Ahmed Arja died from COVID-19 complications within 10 days.
We told him, "Let's take you to the hospital so someone can take a look at you," but he refused to go. He didn't even believe the virus was real. He thought it was just something there to scare people.
Misinformation is widespread. In this busy Idlib city market, few people wear masks. No one stays 6 feet apart.
I'm asking people to wear masks, to stop going to social gatherings, to stop taking this lightly, because seriously, the virus is dangerous. If you don't get it, or if you don't get serious symptoms, then it's going to impact those older than you that are around you.
But lockdowns are difficult to enforce when closed markets mean no income. 80% of Syrians are now below the poverty line. One box of masks here costs twice a day's wage. 20 miles north in Idlib's countryside, masks are non-existent. Infections here are rising. These makeshift tents house nearly 1 million people who fled Russian and regime airstrikes. Fresh snow covers plastic tents this winter. The season brings fierce wind and rain, flooding their homes. As temperatures sink, children chop down olive trees for firewood. Ahmed Davul burns the branches with plastic and cardboard to keep his 20-day-old newborn warm.
I don't have anything else to keep him warm. It's very difficult here in the winter. Burning plastic, of course, impacts me and my children. It's not good for our respiratory health.
Shared public bathrooms are a breeding ground for disease. Hand-washing signs are posted on public sinks thousands use. Fauzia Khalifa rocks her newborn near a fire but worries about her future. She says it's been 5 months since they received aid.
We have no bread, no food, nothing. No heater, no blankets, no oven for us to cook. We have nothing. Go look inside that tent over there. Everyone is sick.
But as COVID takes hold, young children try to learn about a disease they have little control over. 6-year-old Haya.
They gave us these papers and told us to read them and stay away from each other. When we go to school, they tell us to wear masks. and not to cough in anyone's face because you could get coronavirus.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Allie Rogan.